Ellen, would you like to introduce our guest?
Sure. This is Elena Mosley. Everyone knows her in the city of Hudson. She is. Wait till you hear the other.
That's the peanut gallery chiming in. Right. I love it.
Elena is the executive director of Operation Unite New York here in Hudson. And she is a member of the board of the Hudson Opera House, as am I at the moment.
Well, before we go forward, Elena, could you just give us a quick explanation of what Operation Unite is?
Oh, okay. Operation Unite Education and Cultural Arts Center is located here on 360 Columbia Street. And we are an organization dedicated to the positive development of our youth. And we start programs as early as we can get the kids in. And our main thrust is to, it's like a Pied Piper effect. We want to attract them through performance and cultural activities, and then we really get them in to do their academics, to give them academic support and make sure that the high school age students that get involved with Operation Unite not only graduate from college, but move ahead, not only graduate from high school, I should say, but then move ahead to go into college.
That's great.
And, you know.
And the record's been good? You've had a lot of success with that?
Yes, and I say mainly because we pretty much are more of an intimate organization. Mm-hmm. We're grassroots starting out. We're in our 25th year. So when we started out, we were starting with a handful of kids. And so each year we average 3 to 5 seniors, and mm-hmm. all of the seniors go on to college. They usually get accepted to 3 or 10 colleges, and they move on.
And you help them through the whole application process and everything, because a lot of these kids aren't familiar with how to handle that whole process, right?
Absolutely. We have such wonderful families here in Hudson. And we have a ton of families with first-time college students, so wannabe college students, so that they want to support their students, but they don't really know which road to walk down. So we guide them through the application process, and then we also help them through the scholarship process, because there are many scholarships out here.
Yeah.
But the thought of students doing an extra essay or just even thinking about writing mm-hmm. could be a little bit scary for some of them. So that's our part of our academic senior track support program.
That's great. Now, another guest has mysteriously appeared, Ellen. Can you tell us who that is?
Mysteriously. Yes, this is Adam Weinert. And
I'm ready.
He's here, and we're all here. Because Winter Walk is happening on Saturday, and Adam came forward as one of the important artists here in Hudson to create something quite wonderful that's going to be shown on Winter Walk night.
And it's these two organizations are working together on this, right?
Well, tell us what your role is, Elena.
Well, wait, before we start, I just want to make sure that we give Adam this warm welcome that I received, because there's so many fans out here, Adam. Wait till you hear them.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. Hello.
Look at all these fans.
Oh, my God. He's dancing already.
See, Alan, some people know this song.
I'm always up for equal opportunity with this with their welcome wagon. my role for the Hudson Winter Walk has been an early participator of in the event, and then it slowly just morphed into the dance curator and really gathering dancers and folks that I knew around the county to come and participate on a more committal type of basis mm-hmm. so that the event would offer so much more. But Winter Walk actually started with Dancers in the Window, and it really the draw of the event, because nobody else had an event like that mm-hmm. where they can go up and down the street and see dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it was more of like a tableau type mm-hmm. of event, and then all of a sudden the mannequins would come alive mm-hmm. and move.
You know what I liked?
What did you like?
The belly dancers.
Oh, yes, yes.
Spent way too much time in front of those windows. It's amazing I didn't get arrested.
The can-can girl.
I'm not
going to
comment on that.
Oh, yeah, the can-can.
Yes, the can-can.
Right, I forgot. Thank you, Ellen. Hey, Ellen. We won't explore that.
Well, what about the half-man, half-woman character that used to
Who
walk up
that?
And down the street.
Oh, yeah, he used to walk up and down the street. I remember that.
I don't know. I didn't bring him in. But
I don't remember him.
One of my favorites.
Could have been a freelancer.
I don't know her name. Ellen probably would know, but she had a huge cape. And would, there were like pockets with all kinds of things.
She called herself the Pocket Lady. Yeah. And she was from Hawthorne Valley, I think. Mm.
So, Adam, did Elena bring you into this? Or
No.
Oh.
Well, it's been a real pleasure working with Elena on this. You know, I've been looking for ways to get more involved in dance in the community, and Elena is just so wonderfully plugged in to so many things that are happening that it's really been a wonderful exploration for me, and I can't believe we have over 100 performers coming in to perform at Winter Walk at the Hudson Opera House, on Saturday.
Which we better start telling our audience what the production is,
because
it hasn't even been mentioned yet.
Sure. Well, we're calling it Rip the Nut. It is
Rip the Nut.
Rip the Nut. It is a mashup of the Rip Van Winkle Story and the Nutcracker Suite, and you know, for me, the Nutcracker's at its best can be a community celebration, and so it seemed like a real opportunity to pull in a lot of different groups, a lot of different kinds of groups, and the idea to have a kind of Rip Van Winkle flavor to it.
Give it a local color.
Exactly.
And to have fun with it, the way Mark Morris did with, what was his called?
The Hard Nut.
The Hard Nut, yeah.
Yeah. I performed in Mark Morris's Hard Nut. I performed over 100 Nutcrackers with New York City Ballet. You know, a lot of dancers have a lot of, maybe baggage or maybe.
Right, because your parents kind of push that, not you, but I mean in general, young dancers get pushed into joining that early on and. Or at least seeing it early on.
It's like a traditional ritual.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, the Rip Van Winkle story is so interesting and a little bizarre. But to me, it's basically the story of a guy who no longer recognizes the world around him, which I think is a sensation we can all relate to.
Every day. Every morning when I wake up. I call up Ellen first thing to just get my grounding again.
Yeah. False news, fake news.
Oh, come on. We spend so much time on the phone, you'd think we were teenage girls. It's true. I time those. My little phone gives the amount of time.
Uh-oh.
Our phone calls last like 45 minutes.
People
won't believe it. They think I'm kidding. But you know it's true, Ellen. You know it's true.
Maybe once or twice.
So Ellen's very modest, but I have to say, being the 21st year of the Hudson Winter Walk, Ellen was our real first coordinator of the Hudson Winter Walk.
Well, Sarah Lipsky.
I'm sorry, I did it out of order. Yes, Sarah Lipsky coordinated the Hudson Winter Walk, and she gave us our map, like our skeleton of what it was going to be. And it was just so successful. And then Ellen came in behind Sarah and took it a little further. And that's the joy of what we're doing with this Winter Walk, because it shouldn't be the same thing every year.
Right.
And now we have Adam stepping in with this new flavor of Rip the Nut, and it's just opening up new possibilities of what Winter Walk can be for the future and for all the future artists. Because back then, when Sarah Lipsky started and Ellen came in and myself, we weren't really lucky to have a lot of artists coming to Hudson. It really wasn't the place to be, but Winter Walk put Hudson on the map. And with all these different coordinators and this, you know, the new possibilities, there are so many more artists that are not only here, but a part of the weekend community that we have.
Right.
And when people hear that Adam Reinhardt is,
you know,
all of a sudden producing, you know, and choreographing at the Hudson Opera House, how could we not?
To remind our listeners, we're talking to Elena Mosley of Operation Unite and Adam Reinhardt of, do you have official affiliation?
Not at the moment.
But freelance dancer and choreographer.
That's right. We're calling our little troupe the Rip Van Winklers.
Oh, that's clever.
Winklers.
So how does it work, this mashup? I mean, there's not really a ballet about Rip Van Winkle, is there?
No. I mean, strangely, there have been films made, cartoons made, and we kind of pull from all of that. So in our story, Rip Van Winkle, he is introduced. He climbs up the mountain, and in the story, that's where the magic happens. He comes across these strange groups of people who are doing strange things, and so for us, that's where the Nutcracker happens.
Sort of like our Thanksgiving last week, huh, Alan? Strange group of people doing strange things?
No, it wasn't quite like that. Okay. Could have been.
I was not there, disclaimer.
No, no, year before was...
Oh, yeah, that was wacky. I'm sorry, Adam.
No, no, and so we... We are using that as an opportunity to pull in different groups doing different kind of numbers. Some of them are Nutcracker related. Some of them aren't exactly, but, you know, it's all everyone's welcome.
So it is the Nutcracker. There will be the old chestnuts, if you will.
There, you know, Nutcracker fans will not be disappointed, I don't think. And and then as the conclusion, he comes down the mountain. He's... you know, people, he's reunited with his daughter. People catch him up on all the things that he missed, which in the original story.
This is after he's fallen asleep for what, 20 years?
Yeah, 20. Only 20 years. Yeah. But yeah, in that time in the story, you know, the American Revolution has happened and it's no longer King George, it's George Washington, you know, whatever it is. And then an ending of the Nutcracker is that when Marie comes back from Candyland, no one believes her story. Mm-hmm. So no one believes Rip. So he goes back up the mountain, and the magic happens. He meets strange people, and then, you know, insert more groups. He comes down the mountain. He's projected further and further into the future, and then eventually it'll end at our dance party at the Basilica, where everyone can dance.
Yes, there's an after party.
Mm-hmm. I know you're looking forward to that, Ellen.
It continues.
And please put me on your dance card, please.
I'm looking forward to not walking anymore, because a winter walk is just that.
Well, you don't have to. You always get that little nifty golf cart, don't you?
That's true. That's true.
You promised me a ride in it last year, and you didn't come through.
Okay. Well,
I look forward to that
one,
yeah.
About Rip the Nut.
So how long did it take you to come up with this?
Well, you know, we've been working for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm bringing a group of three dancers from out of town, mm-hmm. and using two local dancers and we make up the Winklers. Mm-hmm. And then these other groups, some of them have been working on their routines for months.
Like the Operation Unite kids? Or
well, we have the community dancers that we have are veterans. They've been involved in Winter Walk before, mm-hmm. and so they've prepared. Like we have Sternfeld, mm-hmm. who has their studio here across
right
the park,
mm-hmm.
and
Park
Sternfeld like 20 years ago was on Warren Street, and they had their own window front, mm-hmm. and they always participated.
Mm-hmm.
And
that.
Now with Elizabeth Liz, they have a beautiful, you know, window, and mm-hmm. they participate. However, when I told them about Adam's adventure of Rip the Nut, they are also coming to the Opera House and will also participate in
one
of the scenarios. So, like I said, so there are some veterans. Of course, Donna Barrett, she is our Wild Roses belly dance artistic director.
Oh, there's and, the belly dance.
Humana.
So I just want to get you ready. Please take your heart pills. Anything
no,
that you want to
ouch,
take.
Ouch, ouch.
You know, the belly dancers, there will be a number from Wild Roses. But yeah. Wild Roses, when I approached Donna and said, no, this is something different, because it's been 2 years since we performed as a group in Winter Walk, and she said yes, you know, that she'd come back and participate with the belly dance. So they're there, and we also have the Hudson Valley Academy of Performing Arts, which is the artistic director, Deborah Hughes, has been involved ever since, you know, she came to Columbia County with her dancers. And it's folks like Deborah Hughes and Sternfeld who have a ballet background, mm-hmm. that will add to the excitement, mm-hmm. with some of the Nutcracker traditional dances. That's
right.
Going to fit right into Adam's theme.
So have you rehearsed them all together yet?
Tomorrow is our dress rehearsal.
Oh, wow.
We'll be putting Humpty Dumpty together tomorrow evening.
Okay. And then when does it fall apart again? No, okay.
At the dance party.
So a lot of, in other words, did you work with any of them individually prior to tomorrow night?
A few, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Orlando Harbutt, who is a Hudson born and raised ballet phenom. Mm-hmm. He's 16 years old right now, and he's doing a Nutcracker in the city, but he's coming up on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
To do Spanish, one of the sections in Act Two, which we worked on last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Project Harmony is going to join in, and we had some conversations about mm-hmm. what exactly that could be.
Wonderful, wonderful group.
Is it a single performance?
The public schools, right?
It's a compilation of kids from the public schools.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the show will loop.
Between
5 and 8, and each loop has different inserts. So, you know, people could stay for the whole 3 hours, and they'll get a whole meal of a show. Wow. Or it's also fine if you just kind of wander in and wander out.
Wait till you hear who the narrators are.
That's exciting.
You again, Ellen?
No.
Who are the narrators?
Well, you know...
See what I put up with?
You know... Rick Rector, bless him, was very disappointed that he would not be able to be a narrator.
What?
He has...
You are really a roasted chestnut.
Thank you.
He has.
I always thought of myself as the macadamia myself, but that's okay.
He has mayoral responsibilities.
Yes, I know.
Not yet.
Pre-mayoral responsibilities.
You do know, both of you, by the way, that I will be the president of the Common Council. When Rick's mayor, you know that, right?
Okay.
So I'm almost as important
as
Rick Rector. And nobody even asked me if I wanted to read. But I'll leave that aside. Go ahead, Adam.
It's not too late.
No, it is.
I'm insulted already. Don't worry, we'll talk after.
You're insulted.
Well, we have Shanika McIntosh from the Youth Library.
The Hudson Area Library.
Hudson Area Library. Mm-hmm. She's the director of youth programming.
She's been very active in the radio station.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, that's great.
It still is.
She's a great. We had her on a couple weeks ago.
Antoine Guerlain.
Oh, yeah, I know Antoine.
Who, he works with Camp Hill. He's also a farmer. He also has a big old Rip Van Winkle beard.
Oh, right, of course.
So we're excited about that.
That's right.
And Ryan Tracy is stepping in for Rick Rector. And he's a performance critic. He was in The Mother of Us All. You might remember his performance in Arby's production of
Gertrude Stein opera. But usually when you ask Rick and he can't make something, you go to the next person in office. You know what I mean? Just pointing out, but that's okay. That's okay.
Well, I hope Ryan's not listening because he doesn't know that he's pinch hitting for Rick Rector.
Oh, ouch. Go away, Ryan. Oh, right.
Turn off your radio, Ryan.
Surprise.
Oh, maybe he'll change his mind. Anyway.
And, you know, I'm thinking of it as kind of a test balloon for something that might grow over time and evolve. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
you have to do the nut. Once you do the Nutcracker, you have to do it every year, don't you?
Hey, Ellen, in the past, what has gone on at the Opera House during Winter Walk? What have they usually
during
had
during Winter Walk? Well, we had, what is her name? She's an aerialist. She does
Stephanie Monceau?
Well, she has aerialists in her shows also, but no.
Oh, what is her name? Anyway, she swung around the upstairs, and we said, but there are pigeons up there. There will be pigeon feathers floating down. She said, oh, I love birds.
Yeah.
Oh, who was it?
So you did open up the upstairs in those days?
Yeah.
Before construction. The aerialists. One year I had a dance group up from New York City called Red Tails, and I hope I'm getting the name right, but anyway, the artistic director is Zach Morris and Paul Pearson, and the company came up and did a residency. They were up about 4 days, and what they did was a sort of like a Victorian modern contemporary piece that looped, so as folks were coming up, of course there was no heat, and they were laid in Victorian costumes, and everybody had their coats on, and it was wonderful. They would come up and they would see performance on the stage in the old fashioned dressing rooms
and things
like that.
Because the outfits I remember now.
Yeah, and then people would move along.
And it was cold.
And that was the first time, but for that event, we brought 2,000 people into the Opera House upstairs for the first time. So, you know, it's just now it's the construction's over, and we're at a new era, so it's open to so many possibilities.
Okay, the person who swung around on the wire is Ryder Cooley.
Oh, Ryder Cooley.
It was so cold up there, and nothing stopped her. Huh. She, you know.
She's incredible.
She is incredible.
A multi-talented woman.
Well, we need to bring her back on the program because she plays the saw.
Oh. Yeah,
and it is
does.
So beautiful, cool. You would cry. And could you imagine that? On the mountain with Rip Van Winkle while he's sleeping to her music. Oh,
really
my
good.
Gosh. No, really. Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is
so
a great
glad
sound.
You mentioned that.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Alan, are you imitating your cats? What's going on?
I'm going back to the chestnuts roasting.
Don't you have like 6 cats, 8 cats, something like
no,
that?
No, 2 cats.
She's not a cat lady.
I'm not a cat lady yet.
I'm trying to spread that rumor.
Well, at the end, Kumba Dance and Drum, we have been doing the finale for probably about the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to do a little something in the event because we're all part of the community. So mm-hmm. we definitely want to have some drums there. And we probably still will have some drumming outside with Giata Giata, usually drums mm-hmm. on the street with Paula Badilla. And you never know. It could. We might be able to corral some people from the street when they hear about this magnificent production and get them inside for next year.
And mm-hmm. to see the finished upstairs, which a lot of people probably haven't seen yet.
Right.
I think you're going to be swamped, Adam.
Not all of us.
You're going to be swamped, I'm telling you.
Where are you performing? On the floor?
We're on the stage.
You're on the stage.
We're using the stage as a stage.
Oh, that's not very avant-garde.
But I think it'll be the first time.
Well, it'll be the first time on stage for Winter Walk.
You do know it's raked.
It's a gentle rake.
Right.
Oh, that'd be fine if a couple people fall off.
I just want to say that this year is different in very significant ways in the sense that there are all these artists living here now.
Yeah.
And they're coming forward to do these wonderful things.
Adam's partner, RB.
The mother of us all.
We're still blowing from that, I think,
and the results that it brought.
We're lucky to have Emma Sandel in the cast. She moved to Hudson about a year and a half ago, but she has an incredible dance pedigree.
Wow.
I feel very fortunate to be working with her.
She was with...
with Bejar, with Royal Ballet, with, mm-hmm. I mean, Major.
Where's Jonah Bokar in this?
Good question.
Yeah, Jonah.
I haven't heard from Jonah. I didn't want to say anything.
Better me than you.
Maybe you know. I don't want him killing me for not, putting that out there, but...
Does he have an actual company, or does he just assemble new dancers for every project?
I believe that's where he's at right now.
Yeah. Because you've danced for him, obviously.
I did.
I saw you at Basilica when you...
But, more and more choreographers are abandoning the full-time
the old model.
Company model.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's not sustainable? Is that
the it's hard.
I assume they, provided for an annual salary in that old model, right?
Right, right.
Which is, I guess, the same thing, just to let my mind wander, as it often does. Gallery owners don't really support artists the way they used to do, the way they would fund them and keep them going. And
It also, I wasn't sad about it. It suits me, the freelance model. Yeah. I found it very, very exciting and enriching to do these projects with different people in different places.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to dance in this?
I am, of course.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I play the grassy knoll.
Oh no.
That sounds cool.
I won't dance, don't ask me.
I think it sounds more like Pee Wee's Playhouse. But maybe it is.
Pee Wee laugh, I heard it.
It should be a good time.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to come.
Yeah,
come
I can't wait
now.
Whetted my appetite.
I know you're busy. A busy person.
In the past, I've kind of poo-pooed Winter Walk just to annoy Ellen, but I always show up.
Oh, good.
Unless it's really... There were a couple of years where it's so cold. I make it like a third of the way down the street.
I keep meeting these people who say that they have been to every Winter Walk.
Yeah, well, they got a problem. the problem was I used to drink, as you know, Ellen, and I'd sort of stop on the way and never start again, but now I don't, so I can go all the way.
That's right. It's only a mile long.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. And, save some energy for the dance party with Ted Patterson afterwards.
Ted. He'll be back, I guess.
That's going to be at Basilica, and then there are other dance parties, too, apparently. Half Moon. Sure.
You are so hip.
She is with it.
Somebody wrote it all down. That's why I'm
here. You're always ahead of the game. You always know everything's happening. She is.
You've got to at some point during the holidays go into the Red Dot, mm-hmm. where Alana Hauptmann she loves to decorate. She does this every Christmas. She has made it into the Russian Tea Room.
Oh wow!
And she showed me a picture. She had this wonderful picture of it, and it's transformed.
Oh, cool!
So.
I remind our listeners, we're talking to Elena Mosley of Operation Unite and Adam Weinert, who's a local choreographer and dancer, who together they've worked on a new production, the Rip Nut.
Rip the Nut.
Yeah, sounds violent.
He was a nutty guy.
Wild and crazy guy. Rip Van Winkle meets the Nutcracker.
Yep.
Remember when that became the big thing in the movie industry? So-and-so meets one thing meets the other. You know, it's like this whole mashup. You know mashups, Helen.
I do.
Yeah. Play along. Play along.
No, you have to get yourself out of that one.
Yeah, I know.
Well, can I give a shout out? I want to give a shout out to our local youth, the Hudson Hall. At the Historic Hudson Opera House and Operation Unite have collaborated for several years, over 20 years, and with programming. And our hip-hop dance class is called Hip Hop with Alicia. Alicia Salvatore is a wonderful dancer. She's been dancing since she can stand up. And this is wonderful. She's 17 years old, and she's exciting and with it. And she's going to have students from our hip-hop class, which takes place at the Hudson Youth Center on Wednesdays. And there's two new students from the African dance class that I give at the Hudson Youth Center that's going to join us this year. And we just always want to keep the youth involved and put it out there that next year, if there are new groups or youth groups and they want to come forward, they should just get in touch with us, because it's always fun to watch the performance. So we know that families are going to come out. We have local and out-of-town dancers. And last but not least, I do want to give a shout-out to Gary Shiro, because we go way back, and with the 21st anniversary, this will be, I'm not going to say his last Winter Walk attending, but this certainly is going to be a special Winter Walk with him overseeing this event that literally grew from a few thousand to over 20,000.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of Gary, Ellen, I heard him interviewed here the other day. It was either this morning or yesterday. And you know who he attributes his presence at the Opera House to?
Moi.
That's right.
That's right.
The one and only Ellen Thurston, my co-host.
They're Niska buddies.
You used to work together at the...
We didn't actually work together. Oh, we knew each other.
Modest.
No, we knew each other, and we were at the New York State Arts Council at the same time. A little bit of an overlap. Right.
And you told him about this job up here.
Well, I was on the search committee for a new director. I thought, where else can you find somebody but at the New York State Arts Council? Because people there always seemed jaded and ready to leave and wanting another job. Some of those same people are still there.
They're still there, right?
Years later. But
I believe that's how you feel most Thursday afternoons.
After the show? It's time to move on.
Gosh, you are a mess. Sorry, Mr. Radio Host. Future Common Council President.
Yeah, you better show up at meetings and see how he behaves.
I will. My students, they are rough. They come back and they...
Oh, I know. That's right. I see them.
Yes.
And I'm aware.
We attend the City Hall meetings. And
it's a great program you have.
It's great they show up, and their responses are priceless, because they see some of the problems we've had in the past. I guarantee you they will be coming back. They're all going to say, who is that man up there? He has tamed the beast.
He has tamed the beast. And you will be very impressive if you show up in costume at this Winter Walk.
As?
Or another Winter Walk. I just want to put that out there.
Okay.
That those are the things that our students remember. That, you know, we have serious roles and responsibilities in the community.
Right.
But then when it comes to jumping in and, you know, and getting in the actual activity, we do it.
That's
and they want to see. So
That's kind of what I'm doing here, you know? Acting like an idiot, you know? But I'm willing. I'm willing to do it. I will be there.
Okay.
Thank you so much, both of you, for coming.
Yes.
This has been fun.
Pleasure.
And I can't wait to see Rip the Nut. Great. I might sort of sneak into the dress rehearsal.
Oh.
Ignore me, please.
Oh. Once again, exploiting your privilege.
See, yes, I agree. It is.
But that's okay, because she's Ellen Thurston.
That's right.
Yay, Ellen. Yay, Ellen.
You know, they've named an award after her. I don't know if you know that. That's no joke.
It's true.
The Democratic Committee annually gives out the Ellen Award. There's been two so
far. Oh, that award. Yes, that award. Yes,
first
yes.
Was, the first Ellen was given to Ellen.
I am
enough.
The Ellen.
Yes.
The second Ellen went to Ed Cross.
Went to Ed Cross.
And as I've told Ellen, that's my goal. in life to get that award someday.
Well, there you go. See, the award before went to Greg Mosley, and it wasn't called the Ellen, so we're going to have to rewrite history.
Any relation?
I have an award.
It should be called the Greg.
The Greg. It's my husband, but he didn't get the Ellen. He just got
an award,
the Democratic Award, which is great, but it wasn't the Ellen.
Was that from the Hudson Democrats or the county?
You could do a mashup of Greg. You're right. It was the county.
It was the county Democrats.
They're more serious.
I mean, we think we're Hudsonites, but I know. That's okay. I know I'm a transplant, but that's okay.
You both are well loved in the community of Hudson as well, even though you live in Claverack, right?
That's where I live.
Yeah.
And okay. Adam, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh
yeah,
total pleasure.
Whole extravaganza. I think it's going to be great.
Any future potential of monetizing this? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, Winter Walk is a free event. I think that's the way it should be.
You don't want to take this into the city and do it up like and make a bundle off it.
Well, the dance party. I think that has legs.
You know, ever since I saw the documentary about Marina Abramović and how she managed to monetize what she does, it's like,
yeah,
you can make money off anything.
It's amazing. Yes, that is amazing. And let's not forget Tamara Dillon, the co-director of the Hudson Opera House, because I don't know everything. You know, I might think I know secrets, but I know that Adam has a good relationship, and he's been here and has performed more than once at the Hudson Opera House. So we want to give a shout out to Tamara for introducing us, also to Adam as well, and for stepping into these big, huge shoes for this event and the future of Hudson Hall.
Well, once again, thank you so much for coming here. We got to get to the news in a couple of minutes. Elena Mosley and Adam Weinert.